Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you look at some guys' numbers, and you're starting to see of late, you know, Ozzy, Freddie, Acuna starting to have some struggles. You know, we're getting into that point of late in the summer with, you know, the dog days and lots of games, and this team is playing a lot of games in a short amount of time. You know, they didn't get that day off because to play that makeup game from April against Colorado. But it got me to thinking, though, 79 pitches. And, yeah, I understand he was losing, but it was only 2-0. You know, it wasn't like he was way down or anything like that. In fact, I think when he left, it might have been actually 2-1 when he exited the game. Either 2-0 or 2-1 when he exited last night. Let me see. Yeah, it was 2-0 when he exited the game. So it wasn't like the game was out of hand. It wasn't like that he was laboring. I mean, again, 79 pitches in six innings, you know, is not a terrible number. But it does start to make you think that, think we're starting to see that load management come into play. And we've been kind of talking about this, that as the rosters get to September and they start to expand, you know, how do you start to handle Fried and how do you start to handle Soroka? I think that was a pretty good sign last night that that's what's coming along here. And I expect that once they expand the rosters in September, that you'll see Mike Soroka get pushed back on a start or two. You know, maybe by a day or a couple of days or what have you. I'm not saying he's going to sit for an extended period of time. You want him to pitch and you want him to be ready because you got playoffs to think about. But I think we see this coming, you know, right about now. And I'm wondering, too, at the same time, you know, if they can get Riley back. We know Dansby's, you know, finally back. He's back in the lineup. He's hitting tonight. He's hitting 3, 4, 5. He's hitting – actually, he's not in the lineup tonight. Dansby out of the lineup tonight. Echevarria is playing short tonight with Cervelli catching. And Ortega in left and Hamilton in center. Now, think about what I just said. You know, some of the guys that you're hearing that are getting a chance to play – that's a good start, by the way. The Braves just hit a home run. Who's that? Was that Joyce? Yeah, that was Matt Joyce, just a homer out there. So when they get Riley back and they get, you know, now they've gotten Dansby back and you kind of get the expanded rosters. We expect Jackson to come up, you know, and be a part of the September call-ups and things like that. I would guess Camargo is going to be back as well when they expand the rosters and things like that. You know, as much as people are panicked about winning the division, at the same time, this team has to be ready to go for the playoffs. Because, guys, the reality is, and girls, they're going to be in the playoffs. This is a playoff team. They're not going away, and they're not missing the playoffs. So they're going to be in. And I 100% believe they're winning the division when all is said and done, which means that they'll take on the winner of the Central Division. They'll take on either most likely the Cubs or the Cardinals when all is said and done. In fact, I was trying to see what the was 2.5. Let's see what we're at right now. 2.5 games to the Cubs behind St. Louis with the Brewers 5.5. And I don't think the Brewers are winning that division. I think it's going to be the Cubs or the Cardinals. Now, one is, as a Braves fan, you'd much rather see the Cardinals. I know the Cardinals are playing well, but I would much rather take on the Cardinals in that lineup and their pitching staff especially than I would the Cubs. I'd much rather see St. Louis and let them win the division. So if you're a Braves fan, you ought to be rooting for St. Louis because I still don't think that they're the better of the two teams. I still think the Cubs are a more talented team. I think they've got a couple of better starters than what St. Louis does. St. Louis really not much at the very top of their rotation. At least Lester's experience and a guy, you know, who's won a lot in his career. Plus Cole Hamels is a World Series winner as well. So they've got some experienced guys, and they got that hammer in the back end of their bullpen. And I just would rather not see Schwarber and Bryant and Rizzo and Baez when you get into the playoffs. That's a group that's won a World Series, you know, before. I'd much rather see that Cardinals lineup. So it might be actually time also, too, to think about giving a day off here to Freddie, another day or two off to Josh Donaldson. Because those guys, honestly, are starting to struggle some, and they've played a lot of games, and that could certainly be it. I was trying to see, you know, the Braves have played at this point 134 games that they've played this year. Donaldson's played in 130 games already. Ozzie's played in 133. Freddie's played in 133. Might not be a bad idea to maybe give a few of your positional players, as some guys get back healthy and rosters expand, some load management. And I said about Brian McCann that, look, I would rest McCann for as long as I possibly could, because really and truly, you don't need him the rest of the regular season. You don't. And by the way, Nick Markakis is another guy who, you know, expect back at some point. You know, even if Markakis isn't up to speed, just let him get some at-bats and stuff, you know, then he's at least eligible for your playoff roster to be a part of all of it. And I wondered, you know, and I don't – it's never good to get injured, but it's also some blessing in disguise that McCann and Markakis are getting some time off. Because let's face it, Markakis didn't finish very well last year for this team. He didn't have a very good end of the season, you know, going into the playoffs. He was ice cold going into the playoffs last year. So it might not be such a bad thing that Markakis has some time off and can kind of ease his way back in. That McCann has some time off. If McCann, if you think he's ready, give him another week. It doesn't hurt nothing right now at this time of the year. And they're finding ways to win with Echevarria and Ortega and Cervelli. They're getting contributions out of guys that, frankly, I don't know if they'll be on the playoff roster or not. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that all those guys for sure will be on the playoff roster. But for now, they're getting contributions out of guys like that. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it right now. But I think we saw a sign last night that 6 innings and 79 pitches, that maybe Mike Soroka, they're going to start to really kind of manage, you know, as we get into September here. And I'm not going to be surprised if Max Fried gets that same kind of treatment. Now, Dallas Keuchel obviously didn't pitch for the first, couple of months, you know, of the year. He should be pretty fresh, you know. And Tehran has always been a guy that can eat up some innings for you. I think the last 5 years, I think he's averaged 193 innings. So, you know, there's nothing about load management that you have to worry about with Tehran. And Foltynewicz, I mean, with all due respect, he needs to pitch. I'm hoping that he pitches really well. He's got a lead tonight. So he's, you know, going to go into this thing where he's got a lead, go out there and get it done. He was terrific in matching up against Jacob deGrom the other night, Friday night, I think that was, when he matched up with Jacob deGrom. Went pitch for pitch, you know, with deGrom and did everything that he possibly could and made that one mistake, and that was it. Other than that, he was terrific in that game. You want to see that continue because, again, you need a good, strong Mike Foltynewicz. I think he's the X-factor wild card pitcher that we talk about that, look, everybody else kind of is what they is, including their bullpen. Bullpen is what it is. It's good enough to get you through there. We'll see if it's good enough to try to win a World Series. But Mike Foltynewicz could be a difference maker come October.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.